Oh, that sounds good. Kol hazman?
Elohim tov.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to get right into prayer, but I wanted to give a shout out to Miss Lori Edwards. And I read her book this week. It's a powerful testimony, especially if you have made idols out of men.
Yeah.
It is seriously some deep stuff going on in this book and with this lady and through her life. And it's because instead of running to God, she ran to men, and she made that her God. She made that her God. And we do that with a number of different things. And for me, it's not men, but I can find, you can easily find what you've replaced God for. And what happens when we do that, when we're in disobedience with God, with our walk. And we change what should be God, what he should be pulling us to, our salvation, our comfort, our light. Instead, it is dimmed because we got lost in something else. Amen. So I just wanted to give her a little shout out. I really enjoyed the read. Amen. Thank you, sister. And Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Our Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you for this day, dear Jesus. I thank you that your Holy Spirit is continuing to move, dear Lord, and continue to show himself present, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord, for the gospel. We thank you for the teaching, dear Lord. We thank you for your work on the cross, dear Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord, for the man of God, dear Lord, that has emptied himself out, dear Lord, to stand as a conduit of information, dear Lord, that he feeds off the knowledge of your word, dear Jesus. And he stands here today, dear Lord, to share what has been given to him, dear Lord. I pray that it's done in excellence, dear Lord. Help us to understand. Let spiritual ears be open this morning that we may receive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, hallelujah. All right. I got to get all my books. Let's get this one. And let's get this one. Nope. Let's get this one. And let's get this one. Okay. Whew. Praise the Lord, everybody. The Lord. Hallelujah. It is time. Oh, that sounds like, where's that beautiful voice coming from? How you doing, Pastor? All right, you looking sharp, man. Praise God. All right, now, the Lord said he did this for you, okay? God did this message that I'm about to give. He did this for you so that you would stop. And I'm talking to everyone in this room and everybody listening, whatever country you are in. God did this for you to stop being concerned about what the enemy's doing and rejoice about what God has already done. Because in God's eyes, you're already standing before 100 million angels.
Yes.
In God's eyes, he's already sees the end of the parade. You're already standing in front of the angels. The moment is already there in him because he know he already spoke it.
Yes.
And so it's going to happen. God did this for you. I need everyone today to, and I hope you have the notes. I'm trying to think of a good way to say this. I don't need to churchy you today. All right? I need the student, you, who wants to know what God wants to show them. Okay? And I only say that because, you know, we have a churchy side that we want to hear words that are going to, you know, hype us up. But God says he wrote the word so you can get hyped about him. And actually, none of it's about you. Jesus said what? He said, the volume of the word is about me. So we have the opportunity to read the word so we can get to know things about Jesus. Okay. And in getting to know him, it sharpens us because we see what Christ would have done. So when you wear those, what would Jesus do? You go, I know what Jesus would have did because I've been reading about Jesus. Okay. Now, how many of you guys studied any Hebrew? Put your hand down. That's my valedictorian. We know you study. Okay, so that means I need to, because I explained this to Drea this morning, because she wouldn't let me explain it yesterday, but I was bugging her for 2 days. Like, I got to show you this. Okay. And I want to be on point, so, and I want to do it exactly the way the Lord showed me to do it, because I think it's simplistic the way the Lord showed me, okay? Now, the first scripture, and we're going to jump right into scripture, because remember, I need you to be a student today, okay? Amen. The first scripture we're going to read is going to be Revelation. You guys all have notes?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to set that there. Revelation chapter 17. And we are going to be in verse 15. Are you there?
Yes.
I know some of you guys have your phone, your Bible on your phone, but if you have a real Bible today, it is a real Bible. Not if they turn the internet off. It's not.
Hello.
They turn the internet off, I can still read.
Amen.
Okay. So this is what it says. Then the angel said to me, the waters you saw where the prostitutes sit are people, multitudes, nations, and languages. Okay? So, when God shows you this body of water, he's not specifically talking about water. Okay? God is fishing out of an ocean. You think he's really fishing for real fish, or is he fishing for men?
Men.
Okay. So this is a body of water. Inside the body of water is nations, languages, people, cultures, all of this stuff is in the body of water. So when God is talking about water, like the beast came up out of the ocean or came up out of the water. Did he really, everybody's looking at the ocean, like when the beast comes, we got to go to the beach because we're going to see the beast come out of the ocean. No, you're not. He's coming up out of the world. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. We have to be on point with that because God wanted me to show you the first prophecy in the Bible concerning the rapture and the only proven steps that you can take to tell you that this is what he was talking about in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6, okay? Because that's where the prophecy is. The first rapture prophecy is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. We're going to read that in a second, but I want you to know it's in chapter 6 because Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav is the letter for salvation and connection, okay? So this is where we're going to connect. That's why in 2017 was the 6,000th year. Because in this 6,000, this is where we're going to connect with God. Okay? God has planned it out. Listen, I don't have another year to preach rapture. I'm telling, and this is what God wants me to show you. There is no like, well, we'll move on to the next prophecy next year. You don't have another prophecy for next year. I'm trying to tell you, God situated it where it's now is 2021, and God wants to show you how and why. Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 1.
And do you feel the air conditioning?
I do, kind of, sort of, yeah. Okay. Now, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to read it first in Hebrew, okay? Then I'm going to read it, and I'm not doing it to show off. I'm doing it because we have some friends in Israel, and I want them to be able to see the verse that we are talking about, okay? And it says, Ve'yomer Elohim yehi rakia betok hamayim. Ve'yehi mavdel ben mayim lemayim. You hear that? Okay. And what it says is, and God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the water. Okay. And that it may separate the waters from the waters. Okay. So now what are the waters? What are the waters? Is he talking about the creation of waters? Because the second scripture that we need to read is in Revelation, I think is 19:10. It says, the word of God is prophecy. And you have to know that as soon as God said Bereshit, in the beginning, in that word is the Hebrew word for thorns on my head, God on the cross, my son, gift of man, is all in one word, Bereshit. So as soon as God opened his mouth, he started prophesying about what? The future. And so when God says this, and you're going to see in a moment, God is talking about a future prophecy. All of a sudden, God sees a body of water, and he says, let us divide the waters from the waters. And it's and let's bring part, and God divided the waters, and he brought part of the waters up above the firmament. The firmament is the sky. And he left the rest of the water below the firmament. But he's trying to tell you, one day I'm going to do this. With water or people?
People.
With people. Two will be in one place, one will be taken, and the other one left. So at one time, this prophecy is going to come true, but God is like, I documented it so that you can show it to people so that they'll know, okay? So let's continue. Let's see if I, do I need to? Okay. I'm asking the Lord because I want to stay on point. Okay. Okay, here we go. Are you on your notes? You have your notes? Okay. Now, I don't know if you guys heard Wednesday night Bible study, but the page one is about Wednesday or Thursday night's Bible study. I don't want to look at that yet. We can go back to that. I even want to go past page two. And I want to go to page three. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. Even in Revelation 7, verse 9, it says, after this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, of every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing robes. So God is pulling up nations, peoples, and languages. Okay? Now, do you see? Here's the verse that we're looking at. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Okay? So, I'm trying to make you guys see what I see. You see the part that I have blocked out in blue? That's let it divide. The Hebrew numerical value of that is 117. The word, the God Yahweh, or the God Yahweh, is 117. So this is what God has done, okay? So this is what's going on. The word that says, Ve'yihi Mavdel, and let it divide, is numerical value 117. The word right after that, Ben, is between. The numerical value of that is 62, okay? So God is going to prophesy to the world and to us through this prophecy, okay? Now, here we go. So, where is there a chapter 117 in the Bible? Are there any chapters 117 in the Bible? One, Psalms 117. Let's go there. Only because I don't have it in. Oh, they're right here? All right. Now, look at Psalms 117. And how many verses are there? Thank you. Okay. Now, in those two verses, it is not speaking to nations, because I'll read it in the Hebrew. It says, Hallel et Yahweh, Kol Goim. Okay? So it's saying, praise ye the Lord, all you Gentiles. If you want to be called a Goim, all you got to do is go to Israel. And they'll say, the Goim wants some coffee. And it doesn't, it's not a bad name. It just means the Gentile. Yeah, I mean, I can call you the Goim, or I can call you the tourist.
Right.
But it's all the same. You're not from the land. You're not from Haaretz. You are from somewhere else, and you're here visiting. The Goim wants a cup of coffee, okay? So Goims are Gentiles. This message is to the Gentiles. Now, okay, it is chapter 117, and you have to know this. Psalms 117 divides the whole Bible. There's 594 chapters before it, and there's 594 chapters after it. So 117 divides the Bible. It separates the Word of God. And then it tells who to rejoice. The Gentiles. So that means Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 is not a prophecy about Israel. It's a prophecy about Gentiles, about the church. Be prepared to be divided. Be prepared that some of you are going to come up above the firmament, and some of you are going to stay below the firmament, depending on the fact of your relationship with Jesus Christ. And so he's prophesying this to you. So if we go back to Genesis 1:6, the word "and let him divide" is 117. And the word "between" is 62. Why 62? If you look at this chapter where I'm showing you, we're still on the same page 3. See, those are the two verses in Hebrew. There are exactly 62 letters. So 117 is in Genesis chapter 6, 1:6, and the number 62. So he's saying the chapter's going to be 117, and the number of letters is going to be 62. He's telling you this in Genesis. This is when I'm going to prophesy. This is when the event is going to happen. When? 117. It's going to come after division. 117. This is why I was like, this is wrapped in 2017. I don't care what anybody said. 117, 2017. It was like so obvious. And as we go through it, you're going to go, why didn't God just do it then? It was perfect. Right. I was like, how are you going to set it up better than this? you know, why didn't you just, God's like, I'm a little smarter than you. You know, understand that his wisdom is above our wisdom. He had a time, he has a date that's planned. And even though it seems perfect to us, he has his own date that is perfect, okay? So, this is kind of strange. You have, in Genesis chapter 1, you have, and God said, let there be a firmament in the sky, and let it divide, 117, between Ben, 62, the waters from the waters. Let that divide the people from the people. And then now the first verse has a numerical value of 1,080 in the first verse and 1,214 in the second verse. So if you look at the bottom, it says the 62 letters, the numerical value of the 62 letters is 2,294, okay? Remember that, keep that, because we gotta get back to that, okay? Because that's where the division happens. Now, have anyone here ever read Psalms 119? Is there something that you notice about Psalms 119 that's different from all the other chapters in the Bible? What have you noticed about Psalms 119? Every chapter is a Hebrew letter. Some people didn't even know that. So in Psalms 119, there are exactly 22 chapters, but they begin with a Hebrew letter. And there's 8 verses in each letter. What's the number 8? Jesus, new beginning, okay? So these letters are representing Jesus' story, and these letters are showing you the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, how many letters are in the Hebrew alphabet? 22. So where do they divide at? 11 and 11, okay? So remember that the letters also divide in two. The word of God divides in two. You understand? The Passover had to be through the water because it had to divide through because there was a salvation happening. And now the word of God is going to divide because a salvation is about to happen. Okay? Now, have you guys looked at Psalms 119 yet? What's the first chapter? It's called what? Aleph. Okay, so that's the first Hebrew letter, right? Then the next, now there's 8 verses each one, okay? Because it's letting you know this is all about Jesus. Jesus is the 888 of scriptures. Yes. He's the perfect new beginning. Now, I even did it in my script. Look at me turning the wrong way. I'm in a Hebrew Bible. I got to turn the other way. Okay. So then we get to the next letter and it's a bet. We get to the next letter. It's a gemel. 8 verses. Delete. Hey. Vav. Zion. Het. Tet. Yod. Then what? Kof. That means that's the end of the first half of the letters. That's the ending of the first half of the letters. So what's the question? Why is there a lamed in Psalms 121? Because Psalms 121 is for what year? 2021. Psalms 120 was for 2020. How do we know? Prophecies in the Psalms. We can read each Psalms and it's going to tell you what's going to happen in that year. I have the book. I don't know if I can loan it out because I only have one more. You might have to find your own. But every psalm tells you exactly what's going to happen in 1901, tells you what's going to happen in 1902, tells you what's going to happen in 1903, what's going to happen in 1948, what happened then, Israel was rebirthed, tells you what's going to happen in 1947, what, the UN is going to meet and give the land back to Israel. It gives you a year-by-year prophecy of everything that's going to happen in that year. Okay? We get to Psalms 120, and it reads like this. Father, deliver us from lies. Did anybody get lied to in 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Not you, Emerson. Don't you do it. Because his pastor said, what lie? Thus he's here. Okay? Because if you don't know and understand that a lie happened to the world in 2020, then you don't understand that Psalms 120 came true.
Amen.
And if you don't understand the flood, you don't understand that the flood can, there's no way the days of Noah could be like the days of the coming of the Son of Man if the flood only happened in New York. It don't count, because the flood that happened in Noah was worldwide. So the trouble, the flood of trouble that came into the world, was it America trouble, or was it Africa trouble, or was it European trouble, or was it worldwide trouble? So a flood, as it was in the days of Noah, did happen in the 120th year, and we're experiencing it, okay? And I've already apologized to you, because I really thought, like, soon as the flood came and the boat went up, that we would all be on a cruise. But no, we're not. We're panicked. And we're like, get us off the boat. Right? And that's the same thing that Noah and his family, they were like, get us off the boat. Well, can we get off the boat now? The whole thing was, this is scary. Okay? This is not a cruise. This is scary. And what you're on right now, they didn't come off the boat until the next year in 2021. So now the flood has been going on for so long, and now we're at the end. Now, 2021 is the beginning of a seven-year tribulation period, starting with the body of Christ leaving the earth. Once we leave, then the Antichrist can now set up. The tribulation lasts 7 years, which is 2028 of Yom Kippur 2028. It lasts 7 years, 2021 to 2028. So in 2021, there is in the chapter 2020, in Psalms 121, I gave you guys this understanding here, that all of those psalms have hey, except for one psalm, and it has a lament. And the lament is important. We're going to get back to that, because the lament means it's happening now. Okay? The lament means this is an infinitive verb that's purposely happening now. I was explaining to Drea, you got 15 psalms, okay? If I say to you, on that day it was the run. No, I would say the run, okay? I would say it's going to be the run. And I say it's going to be the run. But then one time I say they were running. Now, with me using that lament, I've changed that from a statement to an action. You understand? This is why the lament is in Psalms 121 instead of any other psalm, because this is when the action happens, okay? What does it mean? Le ma'alot, the going up, but in action. 14 others, ha ma'alot, there will be an action, okay? 121, le ma'alot. This is the year it happens, okay? Now, let's, okay. Are you, please, I hope you're still in Psalms 119. I want you to look at your notes, okay? I want you to look at your notes, and I want you to be on page 4, and I'm going to read it. Okay, it says, but what of the gematria of Psalm lies in between? Are there no unusual striking identities to be found? The gematria of two verses is 2294, which it turns out is the same as the following two verses in Psalms 119, 89, and 88. Okay? Listen what the end of 88 says. This is the end of the quote. The end of the, this is right before the divide. It says, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Okay? In 89, it says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So what does quicken mean? Did Pastor, did you put the, yes. Turn over to the next page. Listen what quicken means. It says to live, to have life, to remain alive, to sustain life, to live purposely, to live forever, to be quickened to true life, to be restored to true life. So you're asking God to quicken me. And then the next verse is not in cough anymore. Why? Cough came down. Where's the next verse? Lamed. Lamed goes up. What's the next verse say? Your word is forever settled where? In heaven. Okay? So the reason God gives us the Lamed is because Lamed is the word for going up. It is the action of going up. It is the only letter that extends above all the other letters. Okay.
Amen.
Now, let's read it because I want to you guys to see this. Okay, I'm going to start reading it at cough, okay? Now, tell me if this sounds like us or not. I have longed for your deliverance. Anybody waiting on the rapture?
Yes.
I hope for your word. My eyes pine away from your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I have come like water, skin dried in smoke, I have not neglected your law. How long your servant has your servant to live? When will you bring my persecutors to judgment? The insolent have dug pits for me, flaunting your teaching. All your commandments are enduring. I am persecuted without cause. Help me. Anybody tell you got to get it, else you can't have a job? Okay, though they almost wiped me off the earth, I did not abandon your precepts. I stayed on the ark. As befit your steadfast love, preserve me so that I may keep your decrees you proclaimed. Okay, now it says, ooh, look at that, as befit. That's not the Hebrew word. So it would say in 88, quicken me after your loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of my mouth. Now, do you see the next letter? Are you where I am? 89 is what? What letter? Lamed, right? So this is where the separation begins. So in 89, what does it say? Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Okay. So, the first half of Jesus' story has been told. What's the first half of his story? Here it is. God built the house, the earth, showed kindness, sent the door, which is Jesus. After Jesus left, sent hey, the Holy Spirit, caused salvation in the six, transcendent life, gave us true life. In order to bring judgment by his hand, and then he says, Kaf, it's the ending of the first 11 letters. So it has to change to a Sophit letter. I'm gonna go down now, and then, remember, he has to come down where? To the cloud. Then Lamed is Lamala, which is to go up. Now I'm gonna go up and give them living water, true life, okay?
So all of this, true support, all of this is now, we're leading to the next half of the story. The first half is about what he's going to do and how he's going to rescue us. The second half is how he's going to come down and then go up. Okay? Let's go. Now we can go back to the front page of this scriptures, of this book. You see the letters there?
Yes.
On the front? You see how there's 11 on one side and 11 on the other? Okay? So that means that the letters of the Hebrew words of the Hebrew letters divide. Okay? Just as the Bible divides. Okay? But where the letters divide is where Christ comes down to rescue. And the Lamed, God goes up to take us up. Okay? This is why in 88 you have the Kaf, but in 89 you have Lamed going up. Now, 88 and 89, those two verses, what is the numerical value of Psalms 117? Someone yell it out. Huh? The numerical value of all the letters in Psalms 117. 2294. Okay. Go to page 5. This is Psalms 88. You see how I use my Hebrew gematria? Are we in 5? Yeah, are we on page 5? Okay. Let's first go to page 4. Let's go to page 4. Okay. Here's the numerical value of the two verses. Now, how many verses does Psalms 117 have? 2. What's the numerical value? 2294. How many verses? 88 and 89, two verses, right? This is the numerical value of Psalms 119:88, 1,332. Turn over. Here is the numerical value of Psalms 189:962, 1,332 + 962, 2294. So it has the same numerical value as Psalms 117. So I'm trying to let you guys see something. First of all, in Genesis, I'm giving you a prophecy that there's going to be a rapture, that there's going to be a division of people. Some going up, some stay. Then I tell you, the division is 117. So I go to Psalms 117. Then I tell you what's gonna, the division is between waters and waters. So the word ben is 62. Psalms 117 has 62 letters. The 62 letters is 2,294, okay? The 62 letters of these two verses is 2,294. So, and that's where the Bible divides. Now I give you the two verses that divide the letters in 119, and the numerical value is 2294. I'm talking about the same event. What does the first part say? I've kept your word, rescue me. What does the second part say? Your word is forever settled in heaven. So in both times, it's telling you this is the prophecy. There is going to be a rapture. The year is 2021. How do we know it's 2021? Because of the Lamed. The Bible has what you call jots and tittles, okay? The jots and tittles that are in the Bible is what Jesus says, that every jot and every tittle in the Word of God has to be fulfilled, okay? Now, I'm gonna tell you like I told Drea this morning. In the Bible, in the book of, is it Esther? When you have Haman, right? Everybody knows the story of Haman?
Yeah.
Haman wanted to kill every Jew, right? But he ended up dying himself on the gallows that he built. After he died, then who died after him? He had 10 sons. And the queen said, hang all the 10 of his sons. So Haman dies and his 10 sons. If you read it in Hebrew, all of the letters for the names of the sons are written out. Except for what God does is, he's writing the name out, but then he'll write one letter real small. Then he'll write one letter really big, like bigger than all of the other ones. Then he'll write the next letter real small. And he writes out four letters that equal for the year 1946, but after September, right? So he says this event is going to happen again. So what happened in 1946? Hitler tried to kill all Jews, he died, and they had a trial for his 10 henchmen, and they all got hung. God put it in the story in Esther, in the jots and tittles, so you know these four letters are for that year that's coming, this event's gonna happen again. So God put a lamed, only one lamed, in the middle of 15 Psalms of Ascent. What does Psalm of Ascent mean? The psalm that talks about going up. You have 15, he only makes one a lamed. That is an abnormality. That is a jot and a tittle. That means I want you to study this to find out what is this lamed about. Why would I put a lamed in there and all the other ones don't have it? I'm trying to tell you something. Why is it only in the verse that is for 2021, which is exactly 7 years before the end of the tribulation? So God is trying to tell you, look, I already told you when this is going to happen. I already planned it out. I prophesied it in Genesis. I told you where the chapter is. I told you how many letters would be in the chapter. I told you the numerical value of the chapter. I told you, and then I said, now I'm gonna have a chapter that's all letters. But the division of the chapters are gonna be the same numerical value as 117, so you know I'm talking about the same thing. The cry out, and then your word settled in heaven. We're going up.
Amen.
Now I wanna read to you guys something. And it's two chapters that are very important. Okay. In 1 Kings chapter 1. Oh, I'm getting so... Listen, you guys. This is what I'm supposed to tell you guys. Okay. Matthew has how many chapters? Somebody tell me. Matthew has how many chapters? 28. Write this down if you're taking notes. Mark has how many chapters? 16. Luke has how many chapters? 24. John has how many chapters? 21. The end of the five books of the New Testament, like the five books of the Torah, is Acts. It has 28 chapters. 28, 16, 24, and 21 plus 28 is 117. So the end of the Gentile story is what? 117. Okay. Song of Songs. But let's read this because we need to understand this. Okay, watch this. You guys ready? Here we have this story, and I'm just going to start at the beginning because I only have so much time, and I want you to understand this, okay? It says, so the king was old, King David was old and advancing years, and he could not warm, he could not keep himself warm even when they covered him. So his servant said to him, let us look for a young virgin to attend the king and to take care of him. She can lie between him so that our Lord, the king, may keep warm. Then they searched throughout Israel for a beautiful girl and found Abishag the Shunammite, okay? And brought her to the king, and the girl was very beautiful, and she took care of the king and waited on him, but the king had no intimate relations with her. Then it said, now Adonijah, whose mother was Haggai, put himself forward and said, I will be king. Adonijah means Lord God. So he's making himself to be God. Listen, he has this beautiful girl, goes where? Where is King David living? In the palace. This beautiful girl goes into the palace, and once she's in the palace, a guy named Adonijah goes out to make himself king when God didn't make him king. That's the Antichrist. But before the Antichrist could come, the beautiful girl had to go into the palace. And what's her name? Shulamite, right? Which means at perfect peace, okay? Go to Song of Songs. Ooh. Somebody been messing with my book. Huh? I know, huh? It's like, put your glasses on, then you'll be able, oh, it's a 20-second book. Okay, I got it. Here we are. Okay. I'm in Song of Songs. I'm in chapter 6. Why 6? What is 6? Vav, salvation. This is when the event happens. Watch this. It says, who is this that appears like the dawn, fair as the moon, bright as the sun, majestic as the stars in possession? That's Christ coming. I went down to the nut grove, to the grove of the nut trees to look for the new growth in the valley, to see if the vines had budded or the pomegranates were in bloom. Before I realized it, okay, my desire, which is the desired one, Jesus, set me among royal chariots of my people. Then Israel comes and says, come back, Shulamite. Now, the Shunammite, the girl that went into the palace, this is the same thing, except the language had changed, but it still meant the beautiful one at perfect peace. So this girl is taken away in royal chariots, taken to the kingdom. And then the Jews say, come back, Shulamite, come back that we may gaze upon you. Then Jesus says, why would you gaze upon the Shulamite as you did in Mechanim? Mechanim was where they made Ishbosheth the Antichrist king. A man called Ishbosheth means defiled man. They made him ruler over Israel instead of David. Okay? But before it happens, remember, Shulamite went into the palace. Before this happens, the Shulamite is taken by royal chariots into the kingdom. Okay? So he's showing you that when we leave, the Antichrist comes. When we leave, the Antichrist comes. But God didn't prophesy in Thessalonians to say, those who are alive will be caught up to meet with them in the air. That's after God wanted to confirm my plans are still the same. Before he said, two will be in one place, one will be taken and the other one left. He said, before that, I was just confirming I still have the same plan. When you get to Revelation chapter 4, he says, he tells John, John hears a trumpet that says, come up here. And immediately I was in heaven. That is just God confirming what he already told you in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. And what's that? One of these days, I'm going to divide the people. I'm going to bring half of them above the firmament, and I'm going to leave the rest underneath the firmament. Okay? Now, I'm saying this because we always have this opportunity to continue teaching prophecy because you weren't at the end of it, okay? We always had this opportunity to say, because when it didn't happen in 2017, we're like, well, what went wrong? And then you're reading and you're studying and you go, okay, the flood is the 120th year, okay? So everything is like leading us to this 7-year period before the tribulation. Now that we're here, and you can see that we are in such distress over whether we will be able to even live on this earth and have a job without being persecuted. So God is like, I'm going to rescue my people. I pushed them all the way to the beginning of tribulation. So now that we're here, we have to understand the rapture's already been talked about. The wedding's already been planned. God has already done what he needs to do to prepare this day for his people. This study is just to show you numerically, God had already told you. Not when Jesus came, before Jesus came. When he was creating the world in the beginning, he already told you. Last thing. I got time, Pastor Ben?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot to tell you, Song of Songs. You know how many because they're talking about the rapture there, you know how many verses do you think's in Songs of Songs? Song of Songs. How many verses would you think? 117. Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
So God is like, I'm continually telling you the same thing. I'm continually telling you where the division happens, that's where it's going to happen. Where does the division happen? At the Kof and the Lamed. God is telling you the Lamed is in 2021.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So this is what I'm trying to explain to you. And this is what I really want you to hear this, because if you don't understand anything that I just read to you, I want you to understand this one thing, okay? In Psalms 22, you know what Jesus is quoted in Psalms 22? Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me? Do you think that's in the New Testament? That's in Psalms chapter 22. At the end of it, he said, when I do this, I'm doing it for everybody that will be born after me.
Amen.
So he knew he was going to the cross in Psalms 22. He knew on the cross he would be saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because it's written in Psalms 22. And it says, my God, why have you forsaken me? The last letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Tav, which is the cross. And it's in Psalms 22. All this stuff is not crazy. It's just God.
Amen.
So he's doing this stuff to save you. What? We got these things. Jesus is my savior. Somebody asked me, what did he save you from? I said, wrath. And I didn't go, you see. I said, from the wrath that's coming.
Yeah.
He's trying to save you from what's coming. And what's coming? Oh, well, let's sit down and talk. But listen, a lot is coming. Listen, what's coming. What misery is mine? Micah 7 says, I am one who gathers summer fruit at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The godly have been swept away from the land. That the godly have avowed from the land. That Hebrew word is vanished. The godly people have vanished, disappeared from the land. Not one upright person remains. All men lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The rulers demand gifts. The judge accepts a bribe. The powerful dictate what they believe, what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar. The most upright, worse than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman has come. That means the rapture has come. The day God visit you, now is the time of their confusion, not your confusion. What's the numerical value for confusion? 11. Now has come the time of 11. This is the time of the separation. See that? The 11th letter is confusion. Now he must come down. Now is the time of confusion. Do not trust the neighbor. When the church is gone, don't trust your neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend. Even with her, you lie in your embrace. Be careful of your words. For a son dishonors his father, a daughter rises against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, a man's enemy are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch and hope. For the Lord, I wait, for my Savior, my God, will hear me. Praise God.
Where were you reading from, Pastor?
That was Micah chapter 7.
Amen.
The time is coming.
Amen.
Okay? If you have the notes, take time, look at it, and study it yourself. But God has plainly put it in math so you can see, I've already designed this to happen. You're already in the year, okay? Listen, I'm not trying to tell you, hey, in 22, we'll still have church and then I'll come up with something new. I'm telling you, get ready. He's already shown you this is the year, okay? So those who believe in Christ, who have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, hold on steadfast. Those who don't know Christ, it's not hard to get saved. And even if you're the last person in the field, and you haven't heard that the master's hiring, he will take you in at the last moment and give you the same salary as Pastor Ben and I, who've been working for years. He will give you the same exact reward if you come in at the last minute. And he says, and don't you guys who've been working long get mad at him. He's generous. If he can pay whatever he wants. So the time is here, okay? You're in the year. He put the lament in there for a purpose, you guys. It's not just, we can't just go, because one of my friends that we study with, he goes, there's a lament in Psalms 121. I don't know why they put it there, but it's there. And I go, we need to study that then. Why? Because that's the time of going up. And where is it at? Psalms 121, 2021. Praise God.
Amen.